Welcome to the Carol Reitberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
Do you know that more than 50 million people in the United States suffer from autoimmune disorders, and that 3/4 of those affected are actually women? Well, that's my topic today. Thanks for joining me. I'm medical intuitive Carol Reitberger, and today I'm going to be talking about the hidden meanings behind autoimmune diseases. Now, you heard me say disorders and diseases. Diseases is basically what allopathic medicine calls anything that happens to the body. A disorder in my world is a medical intuitive, is something that is out of order and that we will be able to find with the right information and the right different therapies that we can use. We will actually be able to put it back in order. When I use the term illness, what I'm really referring to is a disconnection between the body, mind, and the soul. The suggestion for today's show is actually from Gail Mitchell, a listener from Maybrook, New York. Gail wrote me and said that she's interested in understanding the mental and emotional contributors that might increase a person's susceptibility to developing an autoimmune disorder. And she specifically wanted to know about the connection between hepatitis C and autoimmune diseases. So from what I'm going to be doing today is I'm going to be sharing throughout the show how, as a medical intuitive, I actually see autoimmune disorders in the energetically and psychologically, but also what the role of the immune system is as well. So I want to thank Gail for her suggestion. I hope that she and all of the listeners find that what I'm going to be sharing is of value. And what you heard me kind of stumble as I was just going into the next part, I really would welcome your suggestions for show topics, both in my teleclasses and on my radio show. So if you have a suggestion for me, I encourage you to go to my website, www.ritberger, R-I-T-B-E-R-G-E-R. .com. And what you can do is submit your topic. And then if I use the topic, then what I'll do is I'll send you an autographed copy of one of my books and as a thank you. And again, as Gail did, it's a great way for the listeners to become involved in kind of the educational process, both from that allopathic perspective or clinical perspective, and then how, as a medical intuitive, I see autoimmune diseases or any other ailments that I actually work with in the body. I've actually found over the course of the years of doing the work that I do that the first step to healing actually requires that we gather information. And the reason that if we don't have information, then our mind, as it's fixated on the illness or the disorder, then what will occur is the mind starts to run all of its own scenarios. It comes in and it creates that what if, what if, what if game, which then intensifies the fixation that it has on the illnesses or disorders. So the best way for us to stop that fixation and stop that what if that the mind just naturally goes to is to be able to gather information, both understanding really if you've been diagnosed exactly what you've been diagnosed with, what does it mean, what are the symptoms, what are the treatment plans that are available and the options that you have in the treatment of what you're working with. And when I talk about the treatment aspect, I'm talking about the emotional, psychological, physical, what I call spiritual, the energetic aspect, because we really have to look at healing from looking from both the outside, meaning things that we can involve ourselves with in other people, and then also we have to do our own healing work ourselves inside. So in the final segment of today's show, I'm actually going to be not only offering some suggestions on how to work with these disorders, I'll be providing some contact information on where you can actually go and get more information. Now, after all of that, I just want to tell you I am going to be taking your calls and sharing my medical intuitive skills. So if you have a question for me about autoimmune disorders or just a general question about your health, you can call me at 877-230-3062 or 425-644-5620. I think that we really need to start talking about autoimmune disorders where they really began. And that's really the importance of keeping our immune system healthy. Last week's show, I actually talked about the immune system and being able to keep it strong as we enter this time with flu and colds and all the different viruses that will be going around. But really, when it comes to autoimmune disorders, what we find in the evaluation of them is the immune system has become compromised to the point that it can no longer, what I call, patrol the cells and safeguard our body against the viruses or bacterial infections that happen both externally and internally. The best way to think of its job is it actually acts as kind of what I call a surveillance system, looking for anything physically, mentally, emotionally that would cause the body any harm at all. When the body is attacked externally by viruses and environmental contaminants, the immune system becomes weakened. When it's attacked internally, then what we actually do is we start feeling the wear and tear. And when I talk about being attacked internally, I'm really talking about that internal stress that we get from just the press of the demands of our life, or maybe something triggers our stress reaction in a way that we become, the immune system becomes overworked and overloaded, and we become overly tired. That's one of the best things that we can do for our immune system is to keep our body rested. That sleep part of who we are is so important to the overall well-being of the body because it allows the body to detox. It allows the immune system to seek out the cells that through natural maturation are ready to transition and then new cells being created. But also, it goes in and it allows that immune system to be able to come in and really work on itself. When we become tired, our immune system becomes tired. And what happens in many cases with viruses, specifically like Epstein-Barr, the immune system will actually turn on itself and attack itself in order to, from its perspective, keep this body in some kind of balance chemically. And then also its perception is in good health. So it's very important to see it, keep it healthy. In preparing for today's show and the research that I always do, I discovered that it's very difficult for doctors to really, especially in the first time you see a doctor, to really diagnose an autoimmune disease because there's actually 80 different types of these diseases. And in that process, a doctor really has to look at the symptoms and then be able to take those symptoms and then mirror them to the symptoms that would be associated with a disease that affects the immune system. That's why I believe it's important that we know our body well enough to really start at being our own diagnostician, asking questions. Have I been under a lot of stress? Am I tired? Am I not sleeping the way that I need to? Am I eating foods that are different, foods that are acidic, sugars, processed white flour? When we get tired in our immune system, tired in our body, we just naturally go in and we crave the carbohydrates that will give us the energy. So what we do is we have to really be our own diagnostician. And then we also have to be assertive enough to ask the questions until we get the information that we need. It's important that doctors realize, and maybe important for you to say to your doctor, I'm not trying to challenge what you're saying. I just need to have enough information so my mind won't continue to play these what if games. Sometimes a lot of doctors will cringe. And when we ask that and we say to them, I need to know, I need to understand. Many times the insurance doesn't allow them to spend any more than 4 minutes with us. Most unfortunate, frustrates the daylights out of doctors. But if you can't get the information you need, ask the questions that you can get the insight, or ask to go to the web or to go different places. You know, there's a fine line between too much information and not enough. But I always say if you're going to err on information, you want to err on the too much information, because what it does is triggers questions, offers different perspectives, and then again, you can go back and talk to your doctor. Some of the most common autoimmune diseases are, of course, AIDS, lupus, also MS, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, type 1 juvenile diabetes, Hashimoto's disease, which is actually a hypothyroidism, Graves' disease, rheumatoid arthritis, chronic infections, and even chronic herpes outbreaks, specifically around herpes zoster bacteria or virus, actually, that can come in the form of Epstein-Barr virus and also is what's responsible for genital herpes. So when Gail asked me specifically, what does hepatitis C have to do with the immune system and so forth, actually, hepatitis C is not an autoimmune disease. It's not considered that. However, from the standpoint of energetically, if the liver, which is associated with hep C, is not functioning properly, then it's going to change the chemistry of the body in a way that the body is going to become tired, and it can create the predisposition for chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia and even rheumatoid arthritis. So when we look at it from an energetic standpoint, as from my perspective as a medical intuitive, it's really difficult for me, and I hope for you and the information that I share, to separate the functioning of the liver and the functioning of the spleen, which is, of course, the main processing plant, as I call it, of the T cells, the natural killer cells, the cells that are really responsible for basically eliminating any mutations in cellular activity or any seeking out viruses, looking for bacterial infections, and being able to come in and to do its job. So when you go in with hepatitis C, while it isn't really an autoimmune disease, there is a direct connection. People will ask me, what is the best way for me to work with the liver? And the best way is to feed it the way that it needs to give it the rest that it needs, and to keep the liver functioning healthy the way that it needs to, meaning we do have to manage stress. So much of what happens in our body in relationship to the liver, very frankly, is tied to stress, and then as a result, feeling fatigue. So that's the first part of what I wanted to share this information about with autoimmune diseases, is just giving you a general idea about what they are, the differences between diseases, disorders, and illnesses. In the next segment, I'm going to be talking more about how, as a medical intuitive, I see some of the psychological aspects, and then I am going to be sharing some suggestions and more information. If you've just been diagnosed with an autoimmune disorder, and Rebecca and I were talking before I started the show today, it's almost like the autoimmune disorders or the diseases associated with it from medicine standpoint is significantly on the rise. And a question that I'm always asked in my workshops or anyone that's been diagnosed with an autoimmune disease is why? And I say to them, the real culprit behind this increase in a weakened immune system that's creating so many things like fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue is fear. We are so fear-based consciousness, and understandably so. That's not to diminish anything that's happening. But we're so fear-based consciousness that while we're not even aware that we're in that fearful mental state, it makes us like that little ever-ready bunny. Our adrenals, our chemistry of our body, our thyroid attached to metabolism, our liver trying to keep us healthy and happy, and red blood cell counts and keep our cholesterol where it needs to, and all the jobs that it does, and the immune system tied to the spleen, all of those things become compromised. So I guess if I wanted to kind of close this down in this segment before I start taking your calls, is the best thing you can do in looking at autoimmune disorders is look at what triggers your stress, and then put something in your plan, an affirmation, a visualization, a deep breathing, go for a walk, pet an animal, do whatever's needed. Retail therapy always works, but what you can do is go in and find something that will de-stress you, and that will go a long way to keeping the dynamics of the immune system where it needs to be in the way that it can protect us. So what I want to do is let's go ahead and jump right in. Hi, Denise from California, line one. How can I help you, sweetie?
Hi. I can't believe I actually made it to you.
You know what? It's my lucky day, honey.
Oh, well, it certainly is mine as well. You're just so wonderful. First of all, thank you. And yes, you, God, this stuff ought to be in the AMA journal, I'll tell you, because I'm so right with you. And I, you know, we battle that, even getting the recognition, whether it's the patient side or, you know, those rare and few practitioners that agree with this. And you really hit home for me personally. I have been diagnosed with fibromyalgia. I have other bouncing issues that nobody can, you know, nobody seems to be able to put a finger at. You know, they all want to throw drugs at it. And I'm, you know, I've gotten real tired of that approach that resulted in my entry into energy healing, both for myself and hoping to eventually, you know, pay back and help others on their journey. Because it's when you're caught in those middles of, well, yeah, something's not right, but we don't have a clue. And you're just stuck being miserable. And, you know, and then from my particular experience, you had menopause where I have, you know, gone into adrenal fatigue. I have the fibromyalgia. And I'm noticing I am getting sick more often. You hit it right on the head with the equation of the loss of personal power, because that just went off like bells. I knew that already intuitively, but for the person that's going through it, it becomes a double battle, because not only are you trying to stop, shall we say, the progression or the damage on the physical side, but now you're trying to figure out, well, how did I lose my personal power, and how in God's green earth do I get it back? So you're doing dual battles.
You are.
And
then
I'm
you
stuck
add
in the
battle. You are, sweetie. And then you know, you have that physical, you have that emotional part that, you know, one of the things that we really don't do, excuse me for generalizing, but one of the things we don't do that is changing. I just did a workshop over the weekend on the light of the body, workshop that I'm going to be offering next year. And I had a room full of doctors and I had a room full of nurses that work every day with people specifically around autoimmune situations, because every illness, whatever it may be, whether it's cancer, AIDS, you know, lupus, any of those things, all of them are tied to the immune system. And one of the things that they said is that, and believe it or not, they said to me, I had doctors saying to me, Carol, if people would just ask us. And I said, but let me ask you, if they ask you, would you be able to take the time? And all of them regretfully said no.
Exactly.
So we've got so many dynamics that are going on, frustration on your end, frustration on the doctor's end. The only thing that they know how to do because of the way they're trained is to listen to symptoms. And really, I was talking to a couple of doctors, and what we really came to the conclusion is when someone goes to the doctor, frankly, they just want to be fixed. They're tired of hurting. They're tired of being low in energy. They can't get their life back the way they need to. All of a sudden, their world shrinks. The mind goes in and says, well, 2 days ago you did this. Now you can't do that. And so what they do is they see themselves as having evolved into literally just prescribing, because when people come, they want to be fixed. But what doctors, they said to me is, you know, if they would just ask us. So that brings up a lot of issues, especially if we have a male doctor and our male role model has always been that, you know, it's better to be seen than to be heard, or perhaps we're with a personality that tends to be controlling in their behavior and we aren't controlling. Now we have issues about being fearful of asking what we need to ask for. So we have that. One of the things that I find, Denise, that is a common thread, like you said, sweetie, it's a struggle. Every day is a struggle. But the struggle creates the fatigue and weakens the immune system. But as a medical intuitive, I find what develops from that is the attitude, is life just plain is hard. And when it becomes hard, specifically in fibromyalgia, the fascia in the muscles themselves, that liquid kind of storage area we have that helps remove the toxin, keep the muscles limber and flexible and everything, it becomes hard.
Right.
We become tired. We say we're tired over and over again. I'm tired. I'm tired. I'm tired. That's truth. We're not, you know, we're not really having a pity party like a lot of people think we are, but what we're doing is we're actually saying to ourselves out loud the very thing that is wrong with us. So from the standpoint of the fibromyalgia, it's a complex thing, sweetie. One of the things is absolutely an autoimmune disorder has to come in where your immune system is out of order. Think of it that way. The best way to work with fibromyalgia is to be able to keep the fascia fluid. That may mean that you'll need to do massage. Maybe it's a myofascial massage. The other thing is not using Edgar Cayce, because fibromyalgia didn't exist at that time. Now it's called, back then, Edgar Cayce called it rheumatism. That's really what it is. Yeah. Rheumatism is part of that autoimmune disorder.
Well, you know what's funny is for me personally, it's actually become the least of my issues.
It is.
Because I took it upon myself to try to empower myself. I went into the energetic healing, and it's those things that have come up that have, you know, and because I did also hit adrenal exhaustion because of the menopause, mm-hmm. to the point where it's
absolutely
affecting my heart and everything else. And it isn't, I know the secret is not in the body. Secret is in the
it
mind
is not.
And the spirit. And
I
went through the, what we know as the dark night of the soul. The problem mm-hmm. is that somewhere in there, I'm stuck.
Well, you know what? Maybe we should start right there and we should shift it. Maybe you're not stuck, honey. Maybe you're still asking questions. When every so often I will go to my inner counsel and I will ask them questions about clients that are the illnesses that I'm working with or whatever it may be. And one of the things the counsel has said to me is, why is it as humans that you always ask the questions you think others want you to ask? And of course, my yellow personality had to ponder that for a while and blah, blah, blah. I started saying things.
Yes.
And then they said, why is it that you don't stay in that place of rest or quiet in your mind to get the answers that you're seeking? And what it made me think about is the fact in the dark night of the soul, we reach a place where we really can't find our answers outside. We have to go inside. We're so conditioned, Denise, to ask questions that we think we should. We go to a doctor. We think we should ask this. Instead of listening to the heart part of us and said, you know what, with fibromyalgia, I need a hug. I can't be hugged. I'm scared to death. My world is shrinking. I'm in menopause. You know, menopause changes the thyroid. The thyroid changes the arrhythmia and the heartbeat. It changes so many things. But again, sweetie, the dark night where you are is that your work that you came on this earth to do is to do healing work. The only way as healers that we can really do our work authentically, meaning within ourselves, unfortunately, is sometimes we have to experience it to find our own answers. And then our only job is to share those answers with others. So the dark night of the soul where you are isn't because you're not doing it right. Maybe there's deeper questions that need to be asked, questions about fear-based consciousness, questions about universal consciousness, questions about enlightenment, questions about our journey, questions that you know. I can feel you inside. You're a great metaphysician that goes beyond that human part. Maybe that part, you're not really stuck. You're just still asking questions. You're like a little precocious little child, sweetie, that just goes, you know, why is the sky blue? Why is the water wet? You know, why does the dog do this? Why does the cat do that? You just have never grown out of that, and that's a great gift. But one of the things I would like to say to you is that what is going on in your body, honey, really is the dynamics in your digestive system. And thank you for letting me do that. What you really are experiencing is you're experiencing an imbalance in pH, and it feels like some H. pylori potential bacteria in your stomach. And what you have is you're acidic. And when you get acidic, your muscles hurt. Then your thyroid changes. Your liver can't do its job. So for me touching you, as blessed as I was to let you open up to me, I would truly look at feeding your body greens, red, and orange fruits and vegetables. The beta carotene in the orange, the vitamin C would be of great value to the immune system, great value to the liver, and then it would just help cleanse you. And that would be where I'm picking up the most of it, sweetie. So, well, thank you, Denise. Gosh, what a blessing you are, honey, for sharing your insight, because I know, and from the work that I do, fibromyalgia is just such a life-altering ailment, and it's a hard thing. Like, I started out so many different symptoms. So thanks for sharing it. Do your work. Stay in your dark night as long as you need to. And honey, keep asking your questions. That's the most important part.
Thank you.
All right.
And I will look
My
into that
pleasure.
Because that was actually where I was kind of intuiting as well. You know, and I want out of my own so that I can help others. And I want to just say, too, that it was glorious to hear what you said in your last workshop, because I do know that as a collective at large, we're becoming more and more aware of this connection. And I know that the medical side is just as frustrated as the patient side.
They are.
In the fact of knowing that all of this is caused spiritually and mentally, and the problem lies in that they really can't help us with that as desperately as they want to. But it also comes from our willingness to realize that, you know, a simple popping a pill in a simple Band-Aid is not going to fix the problem. So it's an awakening for us as a whole.
Absolutely, and an opportunity for us to really rethink curing, healing, the dynamics, creating an entire team. I said to the, and I'm going to close and go into the commercial break. One of the things I said to the doctors is, if people don't trust you, your pill isn't going to work. And that is really where it is. And their job is to develop trust. And they do that through information. They want to help us. They just are limited in their own way. Thanks, Denise. You have a wonderful day, sweetie, and everything that you shared with all of us. I would like to thank all of you for, you know, that are still on the line. Hang in there. I'm going to be back right after this commercial break, talk a little bit more about autoimmune disorders. And then what I'm going to do is take some more calls. So stay tuned. I'll be right back.
How would you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month, she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
If you have a question for Carol, call her now. Toll free at 1-877-230-3062.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing.
Did you know that you can rate this show on iTunes? The show you're listening to right now. It's true. You can leave your thoughts about the show, the topic, the guest. You can even leave a suggestion. Then, before you leave, rate the show. The hosts love hearing from you. So next time you download this show from iTunes, leave your thoughts and rate the show. For the host and for others.
Well, Well, welcome back. I'm your host, Carol Reitberger, and today I've been talking about autoimmune disorders, diseases, and illnesses, and talking a little bit about the difference. I look at autoimmune more as disorders, meaning that something is out of order. And what I'm going to be doing in this segment is sharing a little bit more about the hidden psychological meanings that I find as a medical intuitive that allows us to look at autoimmune disorders from an energetic perspective. I'm also taking your calls, so if you have a question for me about autoimmune disorders, or you would like to just ask me a general question about your health, I invite you to call me at 877-230-3062, or you can call me at 425-644-5620. Well, as you're listening to the show, you can see that I certainly look at illnesses and disorders from a much different perspective. And I actually have a teleclass, a Your Health, it's called teleclass, that's going to be happening tomorrow evening, November 19th. And the topic for this month is autism. And every month I actually tackle a different illness, many of them that are suggestions from my listeners or people who happen to stumble upon my website. The autism is one that we're seen a tremendous increase in children. In fact, over 678,000 children now have been diagnosed with some form of autism, Asperger's or autism, or the symptoms that are the syndromes that are associated with it. And interestingly enough, it's on the rise. And unlike before, autism itself was always considered a male child syndrome, but now we have more and more females, little girls that are being diagnosed with it. As you're hearing on the show today, I talk about the different autism from a clinical standpoint. I talk about it also to some degree psychological, but it's not always applicable because, you know, it happens at birth or shortly thereafter. But the most important part about the teleclass tomorrow night is I am going to be looking at autism from a metaphysical perspective. And I think that that would be of great value. So if you know of anyone who has an autistic child or you yourself have an autistic child or children, it is a teleclass that I'm sure you're going to want to consider. You can actually register online on www.ritberger.com. The teleclass is starts at 5 o'clock Pacific time, 8 o'clock, that's 5 o'clock PM Pacific time, 8 o'clock PM Eastern time. And not only in being able to listen to the teleclass itself, and afterwards, I always answer questions as I'm doing on my show. But more importantly, you get an audio download and you get a printable 18-page printable PDF on the different ways that autism is looked at, and then also both traditional or conventional and alternative therapies to be able to help. But also I'm offering a brand new nutritional kind of a new approach to what we're finding in dealing with autism. So again, I hope you'll join me. That's tomorrow night, 5 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. You can register online, www.ritberger.com. Well, energetically, autoimmune diseases occur when the body isn't working properly. That's where I get the word disorder. The areas in the body that are being compromised are the pineal gland. That's actually the master gland for the immune system. The liver, that's responsible for actually 11 different functions. And then really two more that not very many doctors are actually even aware of. We think of it as cholesterol, HDL, LDL. But it has so waste management, but it really has such a integral part of the energetics of who we are and the health and well-being in the connection between the body and the soul. And then also the spleen. When any one of these areas become compromised, then they all become compromised basically. And then that was what causes the immune system to stop functioning optimally. Some of the psychological aspects that I find, especially around chronic issues of autoimmune, which of course all autoimmune, the immune system doesn't break down the way that it does for chronic issues, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, rheumatoid arthritis, and so forth. So some of the things that I find as hidden contributors are fears around finances, personal safety and security, also insecurities that arise from not feeling like we're measuring up to other people's standards, feelings of powerlessness, personally attacking ourselves and our actions. You know, we can be our worst enemy. The things that we say to ourselves, many times we wouldn't say to the people we really don't necessarily care about. We actually suppress our own emotions for the fear of hurting other people's feelings or creating conflict. We have chronic negative self-talk, negative thinking. Pessimism is an attitude that I find that is really tied to autoimmune disorders. And the reality of it is we can be very optimistic and see ourselves optimistic on all levels. But if we really get in and look at the different aspects of our life, we may find that somewhere under all that optimism is this little tiny inkling of pessimism. Maybe we want to heal and say we want to and do everything, but maybe in that part of us, that questioning, maybe we really don't believe that we can heal ourselves. Also, directing negative emotions toward ourselves, that, you know, that part where we get very angry with ourselves. In fact, in my world, self-directed anger specifically is stored energetically in the spleen. We have an inflammatory lifestyle. That's where our relationships certainly aren't a walk in the park. And it isn't that we all in our experiences and relationships have some inflammatory times, but I'm talking about the chronic part where the opposites just seem to really eat at us. Again, a metaphor. Lifestyle choices that compromise the integrity of the body. A lot of times that has to do with alcohol, drugs, or even it can be food addictions and also smoking. So what I'm going to be doing is now sharing just very quickly some of the things that you can do. And then I want to jump in and finish the show taking calls. But some of the things that you can personally do to help you in understanding what you're working with and all the different, considering all the different treatment options, is you have to begin by getting a diagnosis. I find so many times that people, you know, go into that self-diagnosis. Nothing wrong with that. That's where we become our own inner medical intuitive. But if it doesn't seem to make sense or you can't get the information, and remember that autoimmune disorders has a variety of symptoms, and there's 80 different autoimmune disorders. So it's really easy for the mind to become confused. Go see a doctor or a naturopath, someone who can actually do blood work and someone who actually can go in and look at the actual baseline. And blood is a great way to start for that baseline. And then what we'll do is we'll figure out what we're dealing with. Also, holistically, you can try acupuncture, reflexology, diet changes. One of the things I find specifically, as I was talking to Denise about fibromyalgia, there is a direct connection to the amount of pain that one experiences with fibromyalgia and the connection with sugar. And not so much sugar, I'm not picking on it. It's just that it is so acidic in the way the body works with it. And the pain of fibromyalgia and even rheumatoid arthritis is tied to the acidity that goes along with sugar or the corn fructose. Also, guided imagery. What this does is it takes the mind off of the areas that hurt, and it creates the hope that we can really go in and heal ourselves. When we change our, shift our focus from the pain and from the hurt and the limitations in our life, we actually release endorphins, neuropeptides in the brain itself, and it stops the pain receptors as going to the part of the body that is actually hurting. Also, herbs and homeopathy. So if you're suffering from an autoimmune disorder, what you might want to do is start with your doctor or start with a holistic practitioner, a naturopath, integrative medicine doctor, homeopath. Start with someone, but I would encourage you to look at all modalities that you have and therapies that are available. If you would like more information about autoimmune disorders, you can contact the American Autoimmune Related Disease Association. Their website is www.aarda.org. And the Autoimmune Disease Research Foundation, that's where I found out a lot of information for today's show. Their website is www.cureautoimmunity.org. And again, if for any reason that you, I said it too quickly, you can always go back in my archives on ritberger.com. Go to my, click on radio show archives. You'll be able to listen to the show again, and you'll be able to actually pick up the addresses. I will try to say them one more time before I end the show. Let's go ahead and jump in and let's take some more calls. Hi, Kay from Colorado. Hi, sweetie.
Good morning, Carol, you dear soul.
Oh, back at you.
How are you doing today?
I am doing very well. Thank you for asking. I know usually when I ask people that, I make them uncomfortable, but I am very appreciative of that. Today I am good.
And that's what I like to hear.
And good.
I'm calling today because I am having an issue with extremely dry skin the past few winters, and I have tried so many different things, and nothing seems to work or to hold. So I wanted to pick your brain and see what you see for me, please.
Very good. Dry skin issues energetically is a conflict between the third chakra and the seventh chakra. And what that means is that you may have this perception that winter is not going to be good, that your skin's going to get more dry. It doesn't make any difference. We have all kinds of them, Kay. But what it is that it's that conflict between our digestive system and our immune system. So when you go in, and as I'm touching you, sweetie, you've made some great changes, by the way, in the last year in your life. Gold stars to you on that. You feel like you're wanting to step forward in a new direction. There feels like there's some hesitancy there. That can create a stress in the third chakra. It can cause us to question our personal power. It seems like when I touch you that being worthy or being worthy from the standpoint of justifying your existence is really an important thing to you. Is that accurate?
Yes.
You really don't want to take up space. You didn't come here to take up space. You have a lot of expectations. Bless your heart, you pack a lot of things into a 24-hour period of time to just kind of justify that part of it. Then what I find is that sometimes that puts you at odds with yourself. You wake up in the morning and you think, okay, well, I'm just going to get all these things done. My goodness, your to-do list is quite long. And then about midday, you decide that may not be possible, but you press even harder. What that does is it doesn't allow you the time, sweetie, to slow down, to take that deep breath, to get that centeredness, that kind of fulcrum part of our being where our spiritual and our physical connect, and physical, spiritual is the seventh chakra. It doesn't give it a chance to connect and for us to plug ourselves back in. The other thing is that I'm picking up when I touch that, is that, what you're experiencing, I know that it seems to appear that it happens more in the winter just because of, you know, Colorado, the cold air, the everything else. But it's very interesting, sweetie. I'm actually picking up maybe a psoriasis. I'm picking up a flaking that happens. And if you notice that, it's been happening kind of throughout the year. It's kind of like having a body dandruff is the way that it feels. And that metaphor is, I'm going to say to you, open your seventh chakra. You're very, very skilled. Open it up. Trust your answers are going to come to you. You're in the right place. You're at the right time. And that's going to help you. Physically, you could go in and for some reason, aloe juice, mineral oil, or mineral water would be of value to you. You might want to look at some homeopathic remedies. For some reason, flower essence came in, aromatherapy came in. And you'll notice all of those things don't have to do with lotions or have to do with anything really internally, but it's all about soothing and it's all working vibrationally. You're a very high vibrational being. Your seventh chakra is humming. It always hums. And trying to take that, and let me give you how you feel to me. Your seventh chakra feels like it hums at about 2800 megahertz cycles per second. Now, that means that you spend a lot of time in your spiritual part of who you are, engaging in your spiritual nature. Your third chakra flows somewhere between 900 and 1000 megahertz cycles per second. When you try to step that 2800 into 1000, you can see that there may be a discrepancy. When you try to put it into a 900 body in that third chakra, because maybe you're not as secure, or maybe you're not as focused, or maybe you're having a day where you can't even get out of your own mind, you seem to suffer from that as I do, then what we do is we become kind of allergic to ourselves. That's what I'm picking up with you. Much different process, huh?
Really?
So the best way, now let's ground it into the physical. The best thing is it feels like if you could get some different minerals through mineral water, if you could do the aloe vera, it seems like it would help you with your liver. The other thing is always think of your skin, honey, as your soul. Is your soul thirsty? Does your soul need to be nourished? And that's a way to look at dry skin. So those are the things that I would do. It feels like it's very topical on the physical aspect of it, but it's very, very deep energetically. Oh, honey, you are just ready to step out. I am so excited for you. I don't know what's on your plate or what's on your agenda, but 2010 is going to be a phenomenal year for you.
Yahoo!
Yahoo! Gosh, I'm sounding like Sylvia Brown. Gotta love her. All right. Thanks very much. Thank you so much, Kay. Okay, so let's take Michelle from California, line 3.
Oh, hi there, Carol. Thank you for taking the call.
My pleasure.
Glad to hear you're doing well. Such exuberance. yeah, this might be duplicate because my question was actually about psoriasis, and my direction was going to be, well, I've had it since I was 16, and the people that I've come across, those that say they've healed from it and might base the healing on diet changes or whatever, it seems that psoriasis is very unique to each person, that it's...
That's
if there
true.
Ever was
it,
a cure,
it really
then it
is.
It wouldn't be one singular cure. It would be everybody has to find their own cure.
Very, very much so. Anytime, and I didn't get a chance to share this aspect with Kay, so thank you for following up with this. One of the aspects that I find with psoriasis is a sense of being disconnected from our higher self. And that, I find, truthfully, Michelle, is common in all people. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean we've done something wrong? No, sometimes we just get busy in life and we really don't have a chance to come in and to take those moments within our day that nourishes the soul part of us or that inner child part of us. It's just kind of demand driven than anything else. One of the things, sweetie, is that I find with you is the psoriasis is twofold, both connected. It's affecting the immune system. From the standpoint that it has to do with the acidity in your body. Your psoriasis, sweetie, feels like it's tied to candida. And what your body is trying to do is that body-soul connection, is your soul is trying to get this imbalance that's inside, outside, and it happens to use the pores of your skin. And what it's doing is it's taking that inner questioning or that inner, turning against yourself or irritated or frustrated because you can't seem to do what you really would like to do because your day is so full of everything you have to do. Dr. Stephen Covey in his book, The Seven Habits of, Seven Habits of Highly... Okay, so Rebecca's going to put it on here for me in a moment. But anyway, Dr. Stephen Covey's book. We'll get there. My left brain goes, woo, let's go out for lunch, and I'm going to do the rest of it. In his book is that what I find is that it's tied to what I call, what he calls urgency addiction. We're so busy doing what's urgent versus doing what's important. There it is. Thank you, Rebecca. The seven habits of highly effective people. Gosh, I love the way she supports me and you too. So, in your particular case, sweetie, I would like you to start working with diet changes. I would like you to start adding more complex carbohydrates to your diet. I would like you to consider doing more berries in your diet. I would like you to consider doing more greens in your diet. Wheatgrass, barley greens, spirulina, all of those things will help you with the liver aspect of what's going on. It will also help with the immune system. And all of those things are alkaline in the way that they metabolize and work in the body. And that will help you also in being able to bring that chemistry back to where it needs to. So yours actually happens in your psoriasis dynamics, happens in the second chakra, small intestine, gets out of balance, affects third chakra, personal power, affects the immune system. The immune system becomes weakened. It becomes acidic in your blood, and then it goes systemic, and that's why you will find these areas of psoriasis different places within your body.
Huh. Well, that's where I get confused personally, is because I've been eating a raw vegan diet for over seven years.
Yes, but a raw vegan diet, sweetie, doesn't necessarily, again, my love, doesn't fit one size fits all. possibly, and I'm going to ask you to go in and look at yourself. There is a lot of value. That's not to discredit the diet. There may be some minerals. That may be part of what I am picked up with the mineral need for mineral water. There are some minerals that you are actually deficient in, honey, and that may be able to help you with that as well. The other thing is that look at the ways that you get your protein, but more importantly, amino acid. What are you doing around B6 and B12, honey? Are you doing a super complex pill or anything?
Yeah, I take specifically B12, and then I take a whole complex nano B compound liquid.
Okay, so I picked up a deficiency there, and based on what you told me, there should not be a deficiency there. So talk to me about how you're getting your vitamins and minerals.
Well, maybe I'm still recovering from deficiency because I've, again, just started taking the B-complexes about a month ago.
Okay,
So I might
that
not
could
be there yet.
Yeah, that could very well be. But again, look at amino acids, look at folic acids, look at your diet and see if you're getting enough protein and, explore ways that you might be able to get it through some of the other things. I just got a hit and I just have to throw it out with this. Do you do soy, honey?
No.
Good girl. You have allergic reaction to soy. When I was going through your body and I was just kind of testing and touching different aspects of it, I got a very strong hit on a soy reaction. And I needed to ask the question if you do that because that will just throw everything off. Okay. Thank you. That was good. You know, sometimes you're helping me. Sometimes it comes forward. So look at what you can do with your diet, with the candida aspect of it, and see if the candida is psychological, but also the physical part of it. Something in minerals. In supplements.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, broken record, but that's very good. You're very in touch with your body, honey.
Wow.
Yeah, you're very empathic with your own self. Another thing I would like to acknowledge, you have a wonderful ability, Michelle, to be able to step out of your body and look at it from a very non-attached way. That's rare, hon. So as you're gathering information, I would encourage you to continue that. Most people, including myself, many, many times, we're so afraid that what we're going to see is going to be bad or we're going to find something. We really can't emotionally detach. You have a wonderful diagnostician inside you.
Maybe that's why I'm so obsessed with it all the time.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with figuring out why things aren't working perfectly, you know, the way that we were put here to run, and my body seems to be a very confusing thing to me, but maybe I'm just some sort of hypochondriac and creating all the...
No, you're not. You're a yellow personality, first of all, so your mind is going to have to think and see everything, every possible direction. The more complex, the better you are. But what occurs is when you get stuck in analysis paralysis and you can't seem to find your way out, then go in, plug yourself back in, do something that is spiritual, that gives you those warm fuzzies and so forth, and that will be able to help you as well. I really do believe, honey, that a lot of what you are experiencing in your body is more around your spiritual nature than it is your physical nature. I certainly understand it. But I do believe that your quest is to be that metaphysician. And again, you have a wonderful skill to be able to do that. I don't touch that very often, honey. I'm not sure. Right. You know what? It's kind of a good news, bad news, Michelle. I'm not sure exactly what you're going to do with that, honey, but I just needed to acknowledge it. So the more time you spend in it, I'm sure you're going to find some answers and be able to help other people as well. Thank you so much for calling me.
Thanks.
And again, a lot of information very quickly. You can go back in the archives. Okay, so we've talked about autoimmune disease from the standpoint of the allopathic clinical way to look at it, disorders, meaning there's a disorder somewhere. somewhere in the chemistry of the body and between the mind, the body, and the soul. And then also, as I talked about the illness aspect of it, which again, that disconnection comes forward. Let me once again go in and share the contacts, the place where you can go online and find the information around dealing with autoimmune diseases as you're diagnosed that way or disorders. American Autoimmune Related Disease Association website is www.aarda.org, and the Autoimmune Disease Research Foundation, their website is www.cureautoimmunity.org. Thank you so much. Thank you, Gail, for the suggestion for the show. Please go to my website, www.ritberger.com. Send me your suggestion. I would love to be able to use it either on my show or in my teleclasses. You have an absolutely wonderful week. I will see you on the radio next Wednesday. You can always go to the archives. Light and love. Have a wonderful week. Thanks for joining me.
You've been listening to The Carol Rideberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.rideberger.com. That's www.rideberger.com. See you soon.